Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC. At 50. You are listening to WGMC at 50, and today I have the opportunity to talk to one of our regulars here at Jazz 90.1, midday host Phil Dodd. Phil, thank you very much for taking part in this little project.
You're welcome, Rob.
Well, listen, so you've been with Jazz 90.1 for how many years now?
28 years and change.
28 years and change. So what I like to do with these podcasts is when I'm talking to people, I want them to take us back to the beginning on how you got involved with this place to kick things off, and then we kind of end with today. So how did you first get involved with Jazz 90.1?
Okay, well, at the Memorial Art Gallery for several years, there were these special gatherings which featured jazz artists. Mm-hmm. And I went there several times, and one time I was there, and Eric Gruner, who was the station manager, introduced himself to me. And he said, well, I'm the station manager, Jazz 90.1. And somewhere along the line in the conversation, I said, do you people need any help?
Sure.
And he said, and I think he always said this, he said, oh, yeah, we're always looking for people.
Right.
So in a few days, I gave him a ring, and he said, well, you know, we're actually looking for somebody to replace the guy who's on Sunday evening because he wants to leave. Mm-hmm. So can you come up next Sunday and sit in with the guy, and we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and then a week later, I came back, and that guy, his name was Tony Simone, by the way, he was still there. And the idea was that I would sit in with him for the first hour, and then I would take over. And I did that. Mm-hmm. And what also happened is before that, Eric called me and said, you know, we have a vacancy at 10 o'clock. On that Sunday, Derek, who was still doing his show then, was off. So can you stay on till 1? And so my first show was from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
There you go. So you got some good experience.
Yeah. Well, I've had radio experience, and I knew jazz. And somewhere along the line, I was really hoping to do radio again at some time, but I didn't think it was going to happen. Somewhere along the line in that first shift, I said, this is great.
Well, now, so just to make you, so you were working full time at that time.
Right.
And you were working quite a ways away from the radio station.
Right.
Like, and you lived quite a way at the time, quite right. a ways away from the radio station. So yeah. You were commuting in a long ways, and then you had to go to work on Monday.
Yeah, especially that week. Yeah. I had about a 50-minute trip from Palmyra, New York, which was one reason I didn't really consider the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Probably, could you even hear it out there?
Oh, yeah. I could hear it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could hear it because I knew about it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think it would be something I could do because of the distance.
Sure.
But I worked that out and started doing 7 to 10 on Sunday evenings. And somewhere along the line, there was a change in the scheduling on the weekend, and I ended up coming in earlier, like doing 2 to 7, and I also took over a Saturday afternoon shift for big band music from like noon to 3, and that was the beginning of that.
So you were doing, once you got kind of rolling, you were doing both weekend days, so you would work all week, and then you would come here on the weekends.
That's
basically, right.
Right.
So as time kind of progressed, what did that look like for you as far as shifts and where you were and what you were doing? And then, of course, eventually in there, retirement came, so you had more time. So talk about kind of how it progressed over the years, because you've done a lot here. So.
Well, I did during the time I was retired, and I was doing Sunday and then eventually Saturday. I did the occasional fill-in show. Mm-hmm. in the evening, and then when I retired, I made it a point that I would be available, say, mm-hmm. for daytime, and eventually you came along and became station manager.
I love the way you say that.
Well,
you came along.
You came along. You were the station manager, and somewhere along the line, you said, "Okay, Phil, you want to do noon to 3 Monday through Friday? Okay."
Well, the interesting side story, to that is there was a period of time that you were not with the station anymore. And that was, we'll call it 2004-ish. Does that sound?
Something like that.
Yeah. So my predecessor, Jason Crane, said, here's a list of folks that are probably going to call you. And you were the first one to call. You were my first one that I met with. And I think the conversation took, 10 minutes before I said, come on back.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really going to get into that. We ran into a slight difference of opinion.
Understood.
So I did leave the station for about 8 months.
Was it 8 months?
About 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I figured, well, that was it. Okay. So, but anyway, So I came back, and I think what happened was the only thing that was open was like early Sunday morning, like 6 to 9.
This was after you came back?
After I came back. That was the only thing you had open.
Right, right.
So I started doing early Sunday morning, 6 to 9. Eventually that became 6 to 11. And I think somewhere along the line, I ended up like doing a 2 or 3 hour shift on Saturday, also doing fill-ins because...
Yeah.
I was retired or close. No, I guess I was retired at that point.
Uh-huh.
And then, I'll tell you, here's my recollection of what happened. Joel was doing 6 to 11.
Right.
And you were doing 11 to 2. And Jack Mindy was doing
2 to 6.
Yeah. So you said, what we'll do is we'll each do an hour less, and then you can do noon to 3. And then what will happen if you want to take time off, which at the time I was doing quite a bit of traveling, mm-hmm. we'll all just go back to our regular shifts. My recollection is...
It didn't happen.
You all went, I'm not going to work that extra hour. So you found somebody to fill in for me or something. So that was, and then I made them, the thing is, I was traveling quite a bit then.
Yeah.
And I finally said, I don't think it's fair to the station that I do this every day because I'm taking a lot of time off.
Sure.
So I told you, I think I'm going to retire.
Right.
Which I did.
Briefly.
Well, it seems briefly, and I did the occasional fill-in and that sort of thing. And I was doing a Tuesday evening show. And eventually you said, well, I think you said first, how about coming back 2 to 4?
Sure.
And I said, okay. And then eventually you said 1 to 4. And then, of course, last year I said, you got a couple of overnight big band shows. Maybe I can do those for you.
Yeah.
So I started doing those Friday morning and Saturday morning at midnight, and that's where we stand now.
So what's interesting is that the fact that you have literally been all over the schedule as far as this radio station is concerned. And there's a couple of different things that I want to kind of hit on. One of the things that happened, and you've got a much better recollection of dates and time frames than I do, but I remember clearly when, you know, one day I decided to start playing big band music on Fridays or something like that, and then you chimed in and said, "Hey, I'd like to do the same thing." And before you knew it, we kept growing and growing and growing this big band show to what we have now.
Yeah.
Well, midnight to nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something like that. It was something like that. But
So I want to ask, you know, what is it about this? But, you know, some people retire and they go someplace warm or whatever. What is it about this place that is, I mean, it'll be 19 years for me next month. And you said, what, almost 30 for you? Would you say 28?
Yeah.
What is it that's kept you coming back?
Well, I like jazz and I like doing radio. So, and it's here. And when I retired, mm-hmm. I was coming up to Greece every weekend to do my radio show. So I did a lot of searching for a place to live. I think, I don't know where I'm going to live. I mm-hmm. might as well live someplace near the radio station. So mm-hmm. I did find a place that was close to the radio station.
2 minutes away, in fact.
It was close to the radio station and it was 6 miles from the airport.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was doing a lot of traveling at the time. So it's handy to not have to have an extended commute to come mm-hmm. to the radio station. And I can, you know, I can come here and get some work done and leave, and I'm not that far away. So that's helpful. We do have DJs on the staff who have fairly long trips, and that's part of the issue for them. So, yeah, and I did do quite a lot of traveling. I was on about 10 jazz cruises, plus a lot of other cruises. That's mm-hmm. mainly what I did. Unfortunately, after COVID came along, that was pretty much it for that kind of traveling. I may find something else to do again. One day I'll let you know, hey, Rob, I'm going to be away for the next month. I hope you can work on that, but I haven't really found anything, and so I'm here, I'm close, and you know, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. So I'll probably just keep doing it for the moment. You know, you are looking at the satellite office in Florida, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You can use Dick Robinson's. Well, you know what I was thinking is, you know, as one of the longest serving folks here, number one, number two, longest serving volunteers, what has it been like for you to watch this place evolve, right? So you go back to when you first were introduced as a listener to now in 2023, almost 2024, being a very regular volunteer. What's it been like for you to see this place evolve?
Well, it's generally been great that we've... The thing is that we've been able to keep this place going. Mm-hmm. I know there were tough times. And I've said this before, that it's kind of a miracle that this place exists. Mm-hmm. 24-hour day jazz station in Rochester, one of the few in the country. And we do it primarily with the support of listeners. Mm-hmm. And the primary and the other support is the volunteer staff, mm-hmm. and not only the people on the air, but also we have lots of people off the air who help keep this place going. And it's really just all a labor of love. And folks like you, I think you, your average time involved with the station is probably not as much. It's probably more than you would hope. Depending on, has the station gone off the air lately? So to keep it going, and, you know, and I suppose it's a good community mm-hmm. to be in. Of course, we do. We're all over the world on the web. Mm-hmm. But Rochester is a good jazz community, even though it's a relatively small city, you know, like compared with New York City, which has a big jazz community, but Rochester does too, even though it's substantially smaller. So it's a good place to have a jazz station, although jazz stations are needed everywhere, and we just keep losing them. So
yeah.
We're here and for 50 years, and hopefully we'll just keep doing it.
So my last question for you is, you know, early in our conversation here, you talked about, you know, you did radio in college and then obviously went and got a quote unquote big boy job and ended up retiring from, you know, your full-time job with the state. But did you ever imagine that you would essentially be volunteering full-time in radio upon your retirement? Did you ever see that in the grand scheme of your life plan when you were?
Well, there were two things. One is I was always interested in radio, and I was always looking around for something to do in radio. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was one time I volunteered at the community television station down at the Finger Lakes College.
I didn't know that.
For a while.
Okay.
But I was always looking around. The thing is, yeah, I was substantially involved in radio when I was in college, but I was always interested in radio from the time I was a kid.
Right.
I always had my ear to the radio, and I always thought that would be something I would like to do. But I also knew that radio was not your highest-paying profession, shall we say. Nor, in fact, did I think that I really had the standard radio voice.
Right.
Especially back then, if you wanted to work in radio, you had a plan on traveling a lot. You had a plan on being able to do the job. You had a plan on having the radio voice as well. And so commercial radio didn't really seem to be a possible thing, although I did think about it from time to time. So I just got the estate job, which somehow I managed to stay in for 32 years. Which gives you an idea why I'm here for 28 years, sort of like I tend to stick with things if they work. And if you had told me, you know, 29 years ago that I would have been doing a radio show for 28 years, I would have been surprised. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, it's an incredible story, Phil, and I honestly don't know where we would be if it weren't for you. Your voice has been all over the place. You've filled in here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. You've got a great show.
Somewhere along the line, I figured I had done 15 different shifts, and it's probably more than that now.
It probably is.
Yeah.
All right, Phil Dodd, thank you very much for taking the time. Of course, Phil, our midday host, Monday through Friday, right now from 1 to 4, Monday through Thursday. Or no, but excuse me, I'm sorry, hang on. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Fridays you do
1 to 3.
And then you do overnight shifts.
And then Friday morning from midnight to 6, Saturday morning from midnight to 5.
See, I can't even keep it straight.
I can't even keep it straight either.
Phil, thank you very much for all you do and for taking the time. Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.